Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. ChatGPT is getting another massive feature thanks to OpenAI, and that is the fact that they have just announced what is going to be Code Interpreter coming to ChatGPT Plus users. So today on the podcast, we're going to be breaking down what Code Interpreter is, what it's going to be used for, what some of the use cases for. I think this is an absolute game changer for ChatGPT. But most importantly, we're going to give you some tips to avoid getting all of your data stolen when you use this tool. So without further ado, let's jump into it. So what's breaking headlines right now is a tweet from OpenAI. They said, Code Interpreter will be available to all ChatGPT Plus users over the next week. It lets ChatGPT run code optionally with access to files you've uploaded. You can ask ChatGPT to analyze data, create reports, edit files, perform math, etc. Plus users can opt in via settings. So this is going to be a really incredible tool. I think what a lot of people are really excited about right now, there's a lot of people talking about this on Twitter, but they are really excited about the fact that you can access, you can give it access to files you've uploaded and allow it to grab data from those files and you know, run all sorts of charts and things on this. So this is what it does. It will allow ChatGPT to run code, which is really, really impressive, right? This is beyond just asking it to write code. A lot of people have asked ChatGPT to write code, but now that it can actually run code, this is a complete game changer. It can actually execute what it's written or what you've written. So optionally, it will have access to the files you've uploaded, like we mentioned. You can get it to analyze data, which is pretty interesting. You can get it to edit files. You can get it to solve math problems and a lot of other things. Now, you need to go into your profile settings in order to enable it, like a lot of other ChatGPT features. I think this is interesting. They're, you know, bringing this thing out right after they canned the ChatGPT browse with Bing feature. I wonder if this is one that will get banned if it is, and you know, ends up being used for something malicious or some people find some sort of hack. I hope not. But in any take or in any case, I think one of my favorite use cases for this is the ability to create really, really powerful visuals, graphs, and plots based off of your data. I think it's an absolute game changer for people that are going to work with a lot of different data. Now, I do want to give one big disclaimer and one reminder that you need to disable chat history and model training if you don't want to feed ChatGPT all of this data that you are uploading, which I'm assuming most people aren't, right? This is going to be used by a lot of business professionals, a lot of data analysts. This is going to be confidential data, I'm assuming, right? Everyone knows you shouldn't really be feeding confidential data into ChatGPT anyways. But if you are, you 100% or anything even, you know, important, you 100% need to disable chat history and model training when you upload this. So I want to break down a few different use cases that I think are really powerful that I have, you know, seen people talk about on Twitter that this thing is being used for, that a lot of people are using this for. So one of those is the ability to clean data. So data cleaning used to be a really tedious task. There's a lot of human decisions. So now Code Interpreter is going to make very intelligent decisions for you, like removing unnecessary columns. So that's a very simple use case, right? In addition, you can plot mathematical functions. So you used to have to go into some sort of math tool, essentially, to create a simple plot and then define all of the elements with a formula. Code Interpreter now is able to make assumptions and do this without any guidance at all, which I think is really impressive. Another really impressive use case is the natural language querying to essentially reduce stakeholder requests. So data scientists used to always get distracted with simple questions from stakeholders like, what's the average, you know, list price? Now they can just do that in Code Interpreter, which I think is really impressive. Something that was mentioned by Jay Milnovic on Twitter, he said, choose your clustering algorithm and debug. At scale, clustering into groups of 100 used to be a tedious process in Python. Code Interpreter does it all for you in seconds and debugs its mistakes. I think it's really incredible that it's able, like I said, not only to write the code, run the code, but debug it, because when it's running the code, it can see what the issues are. I think this is going to be like complete game changer when people are like, oh man, ChatGPT is not that good because, you know, it has bugs and it doesn't, like, it's not perfect. Well, guess what? It now can run the code. So if there's an issue, it will be able to see it. This is the first step. Like, we know this is only going to get better. Eventually, it will be able to give you perfect, flawless code that just runs. So I think that's really impressive. Something that Dan Shipper said on Twitter, he said, cohort chart with no effort. Just upload data and it will build your cohorts and chart in seconds. This used to be several steps of grouping and charting. Now it's done automatically. Tech Meme King on Twitter said, output the log chart automatically. Just ask ChatGPT to analyze a data set and it'll figure out when a log transformation applies and output it itself. You used to have to do the transformation yourself and then chart it. So that's a pretty interesting use case. Bacchus on Twitter said, heat maps with ease. A CSV of San Francisco crime data resulted in a heat map that he generated with no guidance. So he literally just put the CSV in and it was able to generate a heat map of, you know, crime hotspots in San Francisco. It generated a chart that looks really professional and did it very, very quickly. Automatic radar charts. So if you know radar charts, it's kind of like it's like a circle chart. Shalom's on Twitter says it generated this hard to create chart by itself after analyzing this user's 300-hour Spotify playlist. These used to be available in certain softwares and cumbersome to configure, but now ChatGPT is able to do this very quickly. These radar charts look amazing. Something else is it's able to graph public data without input. So it can fetch data from public databases like IMF and visualize it for you. IMF is the International Monetary Fund, and visualize it for you without any work. So this used to be a process of finding data, loading it into your software, then formatting the charts. All of this is now done for you, which I think is absolutely amazing. And AI Breakfast was a great newsletter, was the one that was talking about this specific use case. And something that I think is really important here is when we finally get back access to browsing with Bing, imagine the abilities of being able to have it search for data and then create these charts. I think it'd be really, really interesting. Something else that OpenAI specifically called out the ability to do is just basic descriptive charts in seconds. So just asking for some basic visualizations, you can get all of your data exploration steps that used to take hours and seconds. You used to have to come up with these ideas yourself, even if the charts were easy to generate, right? So not just the fact that the chart's easy to generate, but deciding what type of chart to generate, now it can also do. So you can give it a bunch of data. Essentially, someone uploaded a CSV file with, you know, 10,000 rows in it. They said, can you run some basic visualization? It ran it and it came up with a histogram. It came up with a scatter plot and a bunch of other different interesting bits of information. Something else that it's able to do is easy geo charts. So you can upload location data and get a GIF of the thing visualized. In one person's case, which was Emolik made this, but lighthouses in the U.S. twinkling. He got a GIF made of this. And you used to have to connect this to expensive softwares like Tableau, but now this is very possible. So essentially, he just uploaded a database of all of the different lighthouses in the US, and then it was able to create a GIF of these lighthouses on top of a map. Like, this is really, really complex stuff. Very, very cool. Something else is linear regression by itself. I think a lot of people are going to really appreciate this. Simply asking Code Interpreter to come up with interesting hypotheses results in a well-constructed automated linear regression. So this used to be something you code via R or SAS after coming up with the hypothesis yourself, But this is now able to be done right in ChatGPT. And this came up with the same person that did the Easy Geo Charts. One other one by Tech Meme King is Decompose Seasonality Simply Via Text. So on its own, ChatGPT figured out the exact seasonality in the price of Bitcoin in the blink of an eye. So this used to be something that analysts, that you had to be an analyst to conduct essentially, but it was able to come up with the original monthly closing price of Bitcoin, the trend components, the seasonal components, and the residual components all in a couple seconds based off looking at the price data for Bitcoin. The last one I want to bring up is very, very interesting from David Boyle. But he essentially showed on Twitter that you are able to segment your customers in seconds. So it takes a spreadsheet and then it comes up with different segments of, for example, he did the music market on its own. And this, you know, used to take hours of human coding in R or in MATLAB. But now, you know, you're able to do this directly here and it's able to come up with all of these different customer segments for you. And so I think this is really, really powerful, very interesting technology. All in all, I'm super excited about this new feature. Code Interpreter is going to be a game changer for a lot of people on ChatGPT. So I'm really excited to see, you know, this thing just launched and people are doing some really amazing things. I'm excited to see how this evolves and how people continue using this into the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.